finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The failure of Luna 25 landing in the high latitudes of the moon, a great disappointment to everyone looking for lunar exploration, the return to the moon, but especially for Roscosmos, the most successful manned space program in history, now seeking to revive itself during a war, during sanctions, but at the same time, it has a wealth of expertise and institutes and manufacturers, so why not? I welcome Anatoly Zak, who keeps the extremely detailed and helpful website RussianSpaceWeb.com, a subscription site I highly recommend, to give us what explanation we've got so far from Roscosmos about why the failure. Anatoly, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The last time we discussed the failure of Luna 25, it was early days, and there was some attention in the news to the simultaneity of Luna 25 in orbit around the moon to land in the high latitudes and the arrival of an Indian spacecraft to land in the high latitudes. And there was speculation that maybe the engineers at Roscosmos had rushed the landing and that had led to failure. But you have new information about what Roscosmos says through its head, its chief, Yuri Barasov, about the failure, and the investigation continues, but you put this together with information that you gain from the web, people speculating. What now is your understanding of why the failure, this crash into the moon? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Yes, exactly. We started kind of getting a little bit more interesting details about what's really happened. And I think it's, in part, it's natural that, of course, you know, investigation is now ongoing. And it's right now progressed to a level where at least there is an overall picture of what was really going on. And Barasov was publicly speaking recently about that, and he added some details. First of all, saying that so-called inertial unit, which is used for essentially for the spacecraft brain, for the spacecraft computers to understand what position the spacecraft is in, and that is very important. Those sensors are very important for maneuvering of the spacecraft because, of course, when engine is firing, it needs to fire exactly in the right direction in order for the spacecraft to correct its path, its orbit. So, so Barasov essentially said that that sensor, that inertial unit, was essentially broken. It was not functioning correctly, and as a result, that fatal maneuver, which was spacecraft was performing on August 19, was started initially correctly, and then it continued, and it was not performed correctly, and it resulted instead of changing the orbit and placing the spacecraft into final orbit before landing, it's actually it's pushed the spacecraft off orbit and actually caused the crash into the surface of the moon. However, we now know a number of kind of informal details, in unofficial details, which kind of came from with this statement, which essentially adds a little bit more color to this whole picture. And what we understand what was happening is that this particular sensor and the software which controlled that showed some problems even before that fatal maneuver. So essentially, they had issues. They knew early on in the mission, actually during the path to the moon, before they reached orbit around the moon, that there are some issues. And when they start maneuvering, there were two instruments. There was primary one and the backup, which is usual for the spacecraft to have two systems. And during that final maneuver, they tried to switch. The system actually tried automatically to switch from the primary one to the backup one, and it didn't work correctly. And as a result, the spacecraft could not do the maneuver as necessary. It continued firing. The engine continued firing. And as a result, we have this fatal accident as a result.
So we're looking at a failure of two instruments that they've identified, one primary, one backup. And why did they fail? Is there speculation?
Well, we still kind of don't know all the details, but there is a story behind it. Of course, this particular instrument, which is very sophisticated and very complex, the way it works, it's a flight control system, is probably the most complex system on board the spacecraft. Originally, on board the spacecraft, they supposed to have this instrument provided by Airbus, which is a European consortium, very famous company, of course, which provides aerospace technology, and including there was a contract to build particular unit for the Lunar Globe spacecraft. And in the end, when the sanctions kicked in, the Airbus was not able to provide this unit. And because the launch window was coming, a Russian company tried to build a replacement. That replacement was much heavier than the original, which was built by the Europeans. It was working differently. So it's needed to delay the project. They needed new tests. And all of this had to be kind of reintegrated into the system, that Russian-built hardware. And all the software, obviously, had to be rewritten and updated. So because of the Airbus was not able to provide that unit, the Russian system had to be reintegrated into the Lunar Globe lander. And as a result, it's affected flight control system, which, of course, managed all the information which comes from that sensor. And software which runs the flight control system and runs the computers had to be updated as well, retested. And now we have there are questions obviously being asked. Was this readjustment, this upgrades of the system which were associated with this change, were done correctly? Were all the tests were done adequately? Because, of course, when you're doing such a major change, you have to really make sure that everything is done from scratch, essentially. All the tests and all the checks have to be redone because it's a major, major new hardware which is introduced into the system. And that's where... very possible. Again, investigation is ongoing right now, but that's where we might have an issue.
You have written, Anatoly, that the parts that make up Luna 25 exist. They have them at headquarters, at the Cosmodrome or at Vostochny. They have everything. And can they recreate the conditions that they believe failed? Do they have a duplicate of the software and hardware from Airbus?
Yes, absolutely. So Airbus is no longer in the loops, but they do have a sort of equivalent, the copy of the flight control system on the ground, which kind of recreates all this. So they are definitely going through this simulator of the flight control system, of the computer on board, all the computers and sensors, all this network of systems, and they will find out. They doing this, in fact, as we speak. And so they will know exactly what could happen, and they will have to kind of credible picture of what could go wrong. And that will be lesson for the future, because, of course, they right now debating what the strategy will be from now on, because they want to continue the program. Russian government promised them funding for future missions. It's not certain yet what it's going to be and what amount and when exactly. But they have several kind of options to go. First, they said, let's build exact copy, exact replica of the spacecraft and repeat this mission. Then they say, maybe that's not a good idea. Let's continue with our strategy of building more advanced lander, but we'll learn the lesson from the failed mission, integrate it, and also build two copies of the new, more advanced spacecraft. Instead of rebuilding this original spacecraft, they right now discussing an option of building two identical spacecraft, but more complex according to the next step within this strategy of lunar exploration. So they want to build the next generation lander, build two of them, and learn the lessons, integrate the lessons from this failure into this new project.
Anatoly Zak, he keeps the RussianSpaceWeb.com site that watches very carefully Roscosmos. Right now, we've had one failure reaching the surface of the moon. We're going back to the moon. Many, many space operations are going back to the moon. And we're going to turn to the day that we have a base on the moon, several bases on the moon, and how will you power it? That's next. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.